It is a Malayali World Cup in Qatar. Faisal Hamza. No India has ever been able to set foot in the highest echelons of football. Question as to why we couldn't find 11 individuals out of 130 crore people who could play competitive football at the highest level remains unanswered. This pertinent question that we had been asking ourselves has now started to reverberate from various quarters. The pictures of huge cutouts of Lionel Messi, Neymar and Cristiano Ronaldo erected in a river in Pullavur in district of Kozhikode created waves not only in India but even in faraway lands. The pictures were shared even on the official social media pages of FIFA. Pullavur has now become a global iconic symbol of Qatar World Cup football. Nothing less can be expected from Kerala, where a fan frenzy over football is beyond comprehension. Where else could one see members of the cabinet challenging each other over Argentina and Brazil and members of the legislative assembly taking sides over favourite teams? How can one not ask why, in spite of the dizzying phantom, India is not able to play in the World Cup? There is only one answer to this. Though we fall short in terms of the nuances of a good game, in a football frenzy, we have always been world champions. This is most true in the case of Keralites. Long before Nainan Valappa, Terattamal and Pullavur, we found a place for ourselves on the international football map through hero worship than heroes. The Qatar World Cup is one of its kind, chance for Malayali fans to see their heroes up close. Football idols like Messi, Neymar and Ronaldo, who could be seen only on television screens, will be in flesh and blood right before the eyes of fans. And one thing is for sure, the all too familiar Portuguese and Spanish chants that echo in the stadiums during World Cup matches will be outshined by enthusiastic slogans in Malayalam this time. The fervor of galleries during sevens football tournaments in Malappuram will be replicated zealously in the stadiums of Qatar. Unlike the last 21 football World Cups, Malayali presence will be felt in the galleries of Al Bayt, Luzail and Al Tumama. The wildest of dreams are unfolding into reality for quite a lot of Keralites residing in Doha. There are many who have set aside considerable amounts from their meager income to buy match tickets. Malayali fans have made good use of the offer of 40 Qatar Riyals tickets available only for Qatar residents. For the Qatar World Cup, Malayalis are not only the cheerleaders in the gallery, but they are an integral part of the organizing core team. Malayalis were part of the infrastructural development for the World Cup. Moreover, there are several Malayalis in key positions in the core team of organizers called the Supreme Committee. In fact, it is doubtful if so many Malayalis would be part of an organizing committee if a World Cup was conducted in India. There is a reason for this large presence of Malayalis in the organizational part of the World Cup. To understand this, just take a look at the demographic figures of Qatar. Qatar is only as big as the Malappuram district. The total population is 30 lakhs, out of which 7 lakhs are Indians. Malayalis constitute around 4 lakhs. The natives of Qatar amount to only 3,60,000. This implies that Malayalis are more in number than the natives in Qatar. The Malayali touch in seating Qatar has built 8 stadiums for the Football World Cup. Beautiful galleries have been set up in all these stadiums for football fans. The seating arrangements in these galleries come in different hues and forms. Malayali fans can sit firmly in these seats as all these seats have been built by a company named Coastal Qatar, owned by a Keralite. From the inaugural venue of Al Bayt to Luzail, the venue of the final match, Malayali companies have been part of construction in many stages. Indian company L&T was the co-builder of Al Rayyan Ahmed bin Ali Stadium. In the driving seat board, any of the multicolored World Cup special buses in Qatar and you will find someone who looks familiar. The majority of the drivers in World Cup special buses are Malayalis. Malayalis are also serving in key positions in the operation wings of public transport services like metros and trams in Qatar. Malayali to guide your way, you will get a taste of the Malayali World Cup right from the moment you set foot in Doha International Airport or Hamad International Airport. Right from the airport to the World Cup stadiums, the Malayali community plays an integral role in the organization and management of the World Cup. It is my personal understanding that Malayalis were a significant part of even the interview board, which selected volunteers for the tournament. Similar is the case with the Haya Center, which handles the services related to spectator access cards known as Haya cards. Most faces in the counters are Malayalis. Malayalis are gathered in the World Cup Media Center and Accreditation Center. I'm sure we will get to see a number of Malayali kids as ball boys in inaugural events and matches. World Cup of Asia. The government of Qatar has stated unequivocally that this is not merely the World Cup of Qatar, but it is the World Cup of Asia. These words are a reflection of the care that the Arab country showers towards immigrants. And it has been availed to the maximum by none other than the Malayali community. No matter who lifts the World Cup in Lusail on 18th December 2022, the real champions of this tournament will be Qatar for the sheer effortlessness with which the country dribbled the COVID crisis and the economic sanctions to make this tournament happen. And Malayalis can proudly stake claim for a share of this credit for the hard work and dedication they have put in this enormous endeavor. The fervor of galleries during 7th football tournaments in Malappuram will be replicated zealously in the stadiums of Qatar. Do not be astonished if you hear someone calling out in the stadium, "Hello there, Messi, I am from Kozhikode," in a colloquial Malabar accent. Courtesy, Kerala Calling.